So once you've identified your triggers, and it's really important that you do, and that this exercise is about doing that, you now get a chance to try to take control over them by either avoiding them or developing strategies to manage and fight them. Remember that pothole poem? I see the problem, the pothole. I intend to walk around the pothole. Bang, I fall in the pothole. Ah, I dust off, I get up. Next time, I'm looking out for that bang. I've gone in the pothole again. There's something about being consistently consistent in order to get through, get over, change, shift your triggers. But it starts with being able to actually identify the trigger. I've always said the change process begins when you can actually see the problem. Change begins because you can now recognize and see the problem. You have no hope of changing something that you cannot see because it lives in the unconscious, doing its worst, but you don't understand it and can't see it. Change begins because you now see the problem. You now get a chance to try to do something about it, but you might not be able to do it immediately. Why? Because there's a neural pathway. When I feel, I do. When I feel, I do. Intervening in that can take some time. Because with the neural pathway, remember, there isn't a lot of logical brain thinking. It's simply when I feel, I just go and do. They're paired up together. Remember that? So, in the sheet that I will give you as your homework are sets of questions that are split into three categories. Those categories represent the fact that as sex addiction therapists, we will say that there are three ways in which sex, porn, love addiction gets set up in an individual's life. The first of those is opportunity. Opportunity that presented back there often in childhood. The second one, attachment. We've looked at attachment, remember the early years of development, and something happens that disrupts the bonding of the child. And the last one is trauma that sets up a whole heap of negative responses in the body so that the body wants to self-soothe. Hold on to those three: opportunity, attachment, trauma. The first one that we're going to look at is opportunity. And what you need to identify is which of these on the list can I recognize as triggers in my life under the area of opportunity. And these are the triggers that are most likely to occur for each category of addiction and relate to lifestyle and general emotional management. You're being asked to tick as many as are appropriate for you. So there is a sort of a tick box. And yet, it's really important that you give thought to them. And where there isn't an appropriate one that meets all of the areas that you know about, write in other triggers that you know about. So on the left-hand side of the sheet, you'll see the environmental triggers. What in your environment do you know are triggers that affect you and enhance your desire to act out? Is it such things as empty house, unprotected internet, having time on your hands, having money in your pockets, being abroad outside your normal environment, being in cities or certain places, hotels, being away from home, seeing an attractive person, being flattered or flirted with, being with certain types of people that you hang out with, when you use alcohol or drugs, anything else, write in others. Really important you spend some good amount of time on this. Then on the right-hand side are the emotional triggers. Remember, we're looking at the opportunity-related ones. Opportunity broken down into environmental and emotional. So under the emotional category, is it when you feel bored? The emotions of feeling bored, feeling stressed, feeling angry, feeling sorry for yourself, feeling ill or tired. Because your resources, your ability to fight back is going to be reduced when you feel tired, lack of sleep, feeling unfulfilled, feeling entitled, feeling ashamed, feeling sexually aroused, wanting a reward. Because it's not always a negative thing. Sometimes it's, I deserve. Really important that you stay with these things and really, really spend some time identifying them, because they're going to keep raising their heads in your life repeatedly. You need to know them. You need to get to know about them. Let's move on to the attachment related triggers. And these triggers relate to feelings generated in relationship with others. You could say in the absence of relationship with others as well, because that might be a way you find yourself actually managing yourself, is avoid. Because relationships that go wrong also create rejection. And so whilst you may think you want to be in a relationship, don't understand why you're not, maybe there's something of a protectiveness that's going on inside of you that actually avoids relationships, despite the sense of wanting and envying others in relationship. Interesting contradiction, isn't it? Tick as many as apply to you, but don't do it just as a tick box. Say, yeah, sit with each one that you tick, really understand it, and find examples. Getting into an argument with a loved one, because of course that's going to feel rejection, not accepted. Bullying issues back in childhood potentially sets this up. Feeling overwhelmed by responsibility or duty towards other people. A sense of feeling put upon. They take, they take, they take. Nobody ever looks after me. I'm always giving out. Feeling trapped by other people's needs. Feeling unable to confront a loved one. Wanting to avoid conflict. Feeling unable to communicate your needs or your views. Not enough time for yourself. Feeling rejected in the workplace. A poor appraisal. A complaint from a client. Feeling lonely. Feeling left out. Feeling isolated. Feeling unvalued. Feeling attacked or defensive. Anything else you want to write in there?